Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Connie Willis here. Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year's Eve to some of those people still on the West Coast and beyond that away. Connie Willis here, having a great evening, feeling good, about to lose my voice. It's just been one of those days. I'm all like jacked up and all that kind of thing. So I know I sound a little bit different just because of that. Usually I'm a little bit more controlled. And how are you doing? I don't know. My voice is kind of gone, but, New Year's Eve and New Year's night, it's just a special night all across the world. Everybody celebrates it. Everybody. It is global. There is nobody that I don't think celebrates it. I don't know. Dr. John Gray is with us. We're going to be taking your phone calls. John, is there a place that somebody doesn't celebrate this? I mean, this is just a must. It's required in the human world, I guess.
Well, I think China celebrates a little bit later in late January, February.
That one's coming up.
But
right.
I think, I'm not sure. I haven't been there during our New Year's, but I go a lot to China. The Chinese people are very hungry for this information too. And, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the show, the theme is, you know, relationships and gender. And gender balance is what we said. And that's the key. And there's a distinction here of gender balance versus old-fashioned gender roles. See, historically, the relationships that were most successful, the man was capable of providing for his family successfully the finances and the protection. That's particularly what women needed the most. And when women feel my husband is providing something for me that I need the most, she will feel a lot of love. You know, we didn't have birth control, so, you know, people have sex, they get married to have sex sometimes, and then they have children. So the mother is taking care of the children, and he's away all day. And she doesn't remind him being away all the time. He's working hard. And so when he comes home, she's full of love. And when women are full of love, men have nothing to complain about. And when women feel the need for a man's to provide for them, they don't have all these romantic needs. They'll make a lot of estrogen without the flowers, without the I love yous, without all these new skills I'm talking about is because we have changed from gender roles, traditional gender roles, to having to find gender balance. Now, what is gender balance? Gender balance is where men basically are expressing their masculine genes more than she expresses her masculine genes. That will create attraction. To create attraction, whenever a man is feeling attracted to a female, his testosterone levels are at least 20 times higher. They just surge up. She, her femininity, which is greater than his femininity, will create arousal in men, attraction in men, interest in men. And this is her femininity causes him to be attracted to her, and she is attracted to him when his masculinity is greater than her masculinity. This is why so many women today are turned off to men. This is what's going on, is they say, you know, he's like a child. I don't want to insult not all men, but when women are complaining there's no men around, it's basically she has more testosterone than him. She is more independent than him. She is more hardworking than him. And in some cases, she's making more money than him because, you know, you work hard, often you make more money. And so she's coming home, and she's out of balance. She doesn't have the gender balance. That's why I call these new products elemental orotates for genomic balance. Your genes have to produce a certain amount of testosterone, a certain amount of estrogen if you're a man, to have well-being, to have no stress level, to have motivation, to have a romance, to have those feelings. He literally, there have to be moments during the week where his testosterone goes way up and he remembers how much I feel my love for her. Men, married men love their wives, but they don't always feel it because they can't feel it unless outside stimulation comes in, which gives him a message of he's trustworthy. I can depend on him for certain things that are meaningful to me. I accept him. He doesn't have to be perfect. I'm not demanding. And I appreciate the things he does for me. And you can't have those genuine responses unless he provides for you. You know, he can't just be sitting on the couch all the time and for you to feel appreciation for him. Unless you were completely broke and you were dependent on him for money, you'd be happy for him to sit on the couch. You'd be thinking, oh, he's resting to go back out and do all those jobs that I don't want to do. So that's the old-fashioned relationship. And as women are more independent, that means they're making more testosterone. So in order to have gender balance, she needs a relationship that will support her in being feminine. Now, what does it mean to be feminine? It means to have more emotion than a man, to be able to share emotion. Now, ideally, it means to have more positive emotion because you're asking for help and he's doing things for you. But also, when women are at work, there's going to be stress. And when women have stress, the same amount of stress for a man, that would be stress that produces adrenaline, not cortisol, just adrenaline stress. Women have, that means the normal stresses of life, not the big, huge shocks that produce cortisol, like getting a speeding ticket or losing a lot of money or feeling rejected. You know, those are big cortisol spikes. But, you know, just the stress of life, as opposed to feeling relaxed and easy, that's adrenaline. So when women experience adrenaline, they experience eight times more, their brain produces eight times more blood flow on average to the hippocampus, which is the emotional memory. And at that time, she basically will have emotions that aren't positive. She'll have emotions like frustration, disappointment, concerns, worries, feeling embarrassed, and maybe angry. You know, these are the emotions of moderate stress that women have. Under moderate stress for men, they have no emotion. That's why adrenaline in a man takes away all emotion because he goes straight over to testosterone. Like if you're driving fast in a car, you know, why do men like to drive really fast in cars? It allows him to completely divorce himself from his emotions, his fears, his upsets. And it's not suppressing, by the way. Everybody thinks, oh, men are suppressing emotions when they don't have emotions. No, they're just on their testosterone side. That's really good for men. And then when he has high, healthy testosterone, then he goes to his estrogen side by spending time with his family and helping them and loving them and having a woman in his life. And he finds that balance through relationship. That's the whole importance of relationship and family. And, of course, this is a crisis today. If we look in the black community, 70% of black men do not have a father in the home. Without a father in a home, there's two places a man will go. He'll either go where he goes way too far on his female side, or he becomes a criminal and says, I will never go to my female side. So I've, you know, taught in the prisons where the murderers and the rapists and so forth. You look at their childhood, they had absent fathers or very dysfunctional fathers and very unhappy mothers. I don't want to blame it on the mother, but I don't want to blame it on the man. It takes two people to make a dysfunctional relationship. And if it really is all one person's fault, then the other person should have gotten out a long time ago. But often we hang in there because of our children, and that's a noble thing to do. So rather than, you know, just hang in there to a bad marriage, go get classes. You know, go to MarsVenus.com. Hundreds of classes are there.
That's true. You can go to Mars Venus and find out exactly how to take care of everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
You know what, though? A long time ago, it was stay married, get through it. You know, but as long as they're working to get through things, that's great. And they seem to always be happy. But there are some situations where it's like, get out. Don't be noble. These kids are seeing people hate each other, you know,
when somebody has a strong addiction. Destroy relationship. That means, you know, if I'm addicted to something, then I love it more than my wife, and she's going to feel neglected. And if a woman's addicted, women don't have as much addiction to drugs. They do, certainly some do. But the major common addiction for women is complaining. The same brain chemical, dopamine, gets produced when you complain as when you take a drug. This has been seen on their MRI scans, basically.
Wow.
You know, so many women listening, they know in their brain, they're thinking all the time, this is not good enough, this is not good enough, this is not good enough. Mm. Not every woman, of course, but we're talking, not every man's addicted to drugs. But another big addiction for men is porn. This is the biggest reason, in my opinion, besides the pesticides, why the young men have half the testosterone of just 20 years ago. Half. It's cut in half. I mean, this is a disaster. You need a lot of testosterone to feel romantic, to have the courage to motivate you to date, to take that risk, to initiate relationships, to be able to stay present if a woman's upset and not react back. This is like the most important skill. I teach men, if you're starting to get angry, you have to take a time out. Just let me take some time to think about this, and sweet honey, we'll talk again tomorrow at 12. You know, don't just desert her, but just say, I need to think about it. And don't express negative emotion. When a man expresses negative emotion, what's happening is his testosterone's going down. He's losing the balance. Testosterone goes down. His estrogen's going up. And whenever you talk out loud, when your estrogen's going up, it will just keep going higher and higher. That's why traditionally, you know, men did not talk that much, okay? The tall, quiet guy is the romantic guy, you know, is a mysterious guy, but actually he's very testosterone-oriented. He doesn't have all these strong emotional reactions. Remember what I said, when women experience moderate stress, they have 8 times more blood flow to the emotional part of the brain. And if they cannot talk about those emotions, if they're negative emotions, that means her estrogen's going down. So what she needs to do is raise her estrogen, and talking about negative emotions actually raise estrogen. The problem is it can become addictive. Unless, here's the key, if you express negative emotions without the intention to change someone, then it isn't addictive. Then you just make estrogen and you feel good. That's why you go to counselors or coaches or friends. You just kafetch in the Jewish tradition. You know, it's just expressing your emotions and feelings, I like complaints, to somebody you're not trying to change or somebody you're not trying to get sympathy from. Because some people are just addicted to getting everybody feeling sorry for them, or some people are addicted to complaining to make their partner change. If you complain to change your partner, if you have frustration, disappointment, concerns, anger, sadness, hurt, and you share that with your partner wanting them to feel bad or wanting them to change, then you get addicted to those negative emotions because you're using it. It's like a tool. But when you learn how to look at your negative emotions without trying to change somebody, then you get huge benefit from it. So.
Yeah. It's kind of in the word. I gotta throw something at you. Then we got to go to the phone calls, but because there's a billion of them that want to talk to you. Okay. I'm going to throw something out. I'm a chick. So I'm going to say, I'm thinking it and figuring it out as I'm saying it. So give me a second. Okay. So if I throw something at you that is like a bigger book than even the books you've done, can we split it 50-50? If I give you a better idea,
because no.
I got a good idea for you.
I don't know what it takes to write a book. It's
yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I've heard it from you.
It's hard work to write a book.
Okay. I'm trying to get it live on the air so people can go, yeah, he said 50-50. Okay, 60-40, me, it's my idea. Come on.
No, I was being nice. No. I write my own books. I deserve it. Anybody writes a book, it's a hard work and they need to get their payment for it. That's what it is.
Well,
not an idea.
Well, hopefully you'll feel good enough and go, Connie, let me just help you with the project you want to work on. Okay, so here's what I think, because you throw out so many nuggets. I'm over here going, great nugget, great nugget, great nugget. And this is known by anybody that listens to you. It's constantly, I got to write that down. It's another gold nugget. It's another gold nugget. I would love a men are from Mars, women are from Venus for dummies. Because, you know, there's so many great nuggets. I can't go backwards, you know.
I have 500 Mars Venus coaches. And they take notes on all my talks, and they say, we should just write a book of just your one-liners.
Yes.
And everything. And I go, maybe one day. It's a lot of work. You know, when I write
a book,
I put my whole heart and soul into it, and it takes time. And maybe I write a book. I have books to write. My favorite book to write is one on meditation. You know, most people don't know that I was a monk for 9 years.
I do. I think it's so cool. I always tell everybody, did you know he was a monk?
Yeah,
but I thought it was 11 years.
No, nine. But I meditate for, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I meditate till 8 o'clock at least.
And you never talked? You never talked?
What was that?
You never talked for 9 years?
I never what?
Did you ever, as a monk, were you allowed to talk?
Oh, no, you can talk. I would go a month at a time though, no talking and no eating.
No way.
You know, it was a very disciplined life. And by the way, being in a disciplined life, what every man has to have some kind of discipline that you do it and it's hard. When your life becomes easy, anytime you do anything that's easy, you make estrogen and you make progesterone. Progesterone is really important. After a woman has ovulation, she should be more careful to do things that she enjoys doing, the easy things. When she's making more estrogen, that gets produced by depending on others for things. But easy is a female hormone. For men, too much easy, your testosterone goes down. That's why when men retire, often they just take a huge drop in their testosterone. And by the way, since we're talking supplements, another good one that I used back when I was in my 50s, I don't need anything for testosterone now, but the Tongkat Ali is very popular. It's online. People can find it. It's a good one. It helps with get the testosterone up. Another one for the younger people listening, masturbation, which has become very popular, is a major suppressor of testosterone. Major. And these are things we really need to avoid. And practicing celibacy, you know, what am I supposed to do if I don't have a partner? Practice being celibate. Being celibate is a discipline which allows you to produce huge amounts of testosterone. Fasting is another major testosterone producer when you fast, because it's a discipline. Even if it's, you know, a lot of people are doing the not eating for many, many hours, maybe one meal a day or within an eight-hour period, just even that will help boost your testosterone besides help detoxify your body. But, you know, I do 30 days. I mean, you know, I do, I'm a pretty extreme guy. Sometimes I'll fast for 30 days, sometimes a week, sometimes. But I don't do it that often. You know, I haven't done it 30-day for a couple of years.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo fan. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.